attention, class. Settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Every day
thank you. And good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a project from a drummer of Caribou. His name is Brad Weber, and he's got a new project called Pick a Piper. I've been playing this CD the past couple weeks, and it's a new one out on local label Mint Records. You heard the track called Our Hands, and check out the website at mintrex.com if you haven't checked it out yet. And if you're also familiar with Caribou, he's also got another side project going on. He's got something out called Daphne, and has put out a new album out on Merge Records. You're currently listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone, going to be dominating these airwaves until midnight tonight. If you want to give me a call, 604-822-2487. I've got all kinds of good stuff coming up on the program tonight. Later on, we have stuff from Broke Black and the Black Rock, new stuff from Chelsea Wolf, Sons, let me see, some stuff from Pan American and Implode, some stuff off Cranky Records, and later on we'll get some heavy stuff with some black metal from Aosoth and maybe The Eye, if I can fit it in, but we'll see you later on in the hour. But we're gonna start it off with some really low-key stuff, and you're gonna hear something from Hayden. The new album is called Us Alone. You'll hear a track off of it called Rainy Saturday. After that, you'll hear The Burning Hell, which is mainly the one guy named Matthias Kalm. He's got a new album out called People that you're going to hear from. But right now on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Hayden.
Bye. left my apartment or the station. I bought a ticket on the train, and when I reached my destination, there were scattered clouds and a chance of rain.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Burning Hell. A track called Travel Writers is taken from the brand new People album out on WeWork Records. And he does get a lot of comparisons to Smog and Bill Callahan, and you can definitely hear it in that track. Prior to that was something from Hayden, his new album. Just came out, and you heard a track off of it called Rainy Saturday. The name of the new album is called Us Alone. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And the current show is Canada Post Rock. And don't forget to check out CITR.ca. Check out everything you need to find out about the station, how to get involved, different shows going on in the summer, and podcasts and playlists, everything you need is all at citr.ca. There's a lot of different things you can follow us. You can like our page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and most recently we've been starting to promote the Instagram account, which is just CITR Radio. So definitely check it out if you get a chance. So right now you're going to hear something from a project out of Mississauga, Ontario called Home Alone. Very very dark and hazy, dreamy, shoegazy type music. And it's out on a label called Orchard Tapes. From Home Alone, you can hear a track called No One's Awake. And the name of the album is called Teddy Bears and Weed. And then after that, you can hear something from the new Ariel Pink album. Well, it's not that new, but anyways, I'm going to play it because I haven't got around to it yet. It's called Mature Themes, and you can hear a track off of that. And then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on Let's See It here, 101.9 FM, this is something from Mississauga, Ontario. This is Home Alone.
Thank you. CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And that was something from Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti. That was a track called Driftwood, taking off the brand new, well, not brand new, but pretty new Mature Themes album that came out on 480 Records. And prior to that, you heard something from Eastern Canada, a group called Home Alone. It's out on Orchard Tapes Records, and the name of the album is called Teddy Bears and Weed. Here, the track called No One's Awake. And I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. Got about an hour left on the program. And up next, you're going to hear something from Thomas. He's a guy that I've been playing quite a bit the past few months. He's got an EP that you can grab off his Bandcamp for, well, you can donate. You can name your price. It's isthisthomas.bandcamp.com, and you can grab it. You can hear a track off an EP called Jane La, and you'll hear the title track of the album. If you're not familiar with him, he's one of the early guitarists for Katie Stelmanis' live project before she moved on to the name Ostra. And he's put out a lot of solo stuff, and it's kind of very R&B, smooth pop-sounding type stuff. This new album was just released out on a label called Barnyard Records. I'm not too familiar with them, but apparently they've put out stuff from Jesse Zubot, The Reveries, let me see, Nick Fraser. I'm not too familiar with all the other stuff. Might be kind of jazz-oriented stuff. Anyways, after Thomas, you can hear something from Adams for Peace, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Maybe a track from a band called Dusted. But for now, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Thomas.
More than it needs and continues to plummet as I cruise over Leeds and down into Dublin. I'm twist my engagement into a ring shape, and it glazes my throat in exotic elitism, and imposes a tone that I have no relief from, and it hurts and it hurts. A chance to wash the windshield, a chance to call it a day, an opportunity to say if you've been wanting to, I love you. What it took to be your favorite, to become your special lady. Oh, yeah. Transformation within me, yeah. To accept the changes you demand. All the time is spent independent of your love. I reset to
I feel like you're If there's diamonds in their eyes, then I will rob them blind. If there's honor in their hearts, then there must be some in mine, and the bruises are to cover both of your arms are swinging and keeping. The guy. The guy. If there's silver in those clouds, then let's pray it will rain down. If there's gold in those mountains, then the mountains will come down, and the bruises of heart
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
And that was some hushed lo-fi pop from Brian Burchert. His new project is called Dusted, and his new album is called Total Dust. And you hear a track called Bruises. If you're not familiar, Brian Burchert is also in the electronic group called Holy Fuck. And he also is part of a label called Hand Drawn Dracula. Check them out at handdrawndracula.com, and they put out a lot of great Eastern Canadian Toronto-based bands. And I do believe this album just came out on Polyvinyl Records in the U.S. And once again, that's Dusted, new project from Brian Burchert. Prior to that, you heard I Changed My Mind About the Atoms for Peace song. You're actually going to hear, you heard something from Inc. That's I-N-C, like Incorporated. And that was a track called The Place, taken off the album called No World, one of the new albums that was just put out on 480 Records. Prior to that, at the top of the set was a kind of jazzy R&B track from Thomas with a track called Jane La off the EP of the same name. Check him out at isthisthomas.bandcamp.com. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And we'll hear something from a Montreal group called Suns, that's S-U-U-N-S, album called Images Do Future, and you'll hear the closing track on it called Music Won't Save You. And after that, we'll change it up a little bit, and you'll hear something from a Victoria-based babysitter, as well as a side project from the babysitter band. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Suns.
Thank you. Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
coming from Victoria, BC. That was Highway X with a track called, well, it just has six X's. All the songs just have X's in their names. That was a side project of Babysitter, the guy named Andy doing that project. And it was a self-release album. Prior to that was Babysitter with I. New album was called I, I should say, and the track was called Holiday that you heard. And at the very top of that set was something from... Well, actually, no, it's just those two that I played. And anyways, you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, you hear some post-rock side projects from a guy named Douglas McCombs. You may know him from Tortoise, but he's got a new project called Broke Back and the Black Rock. I'm having a hard time speaking right now. And it's out on Thrill Jockey Records, who also put out a lot of the Tortoise albums. You can hear a track off of that. I do believe it's called... let me see. Anyways, tracks are really hard to read. But anyways, you can hear a track off of that. It sounds a lot more like the Tortoise post-rock, but it has a lot of really dusty, rolling Americana guitar work on it. It's really, really good. After that, you're going to hear a project from a group called Kwaidan, and that's K-W-A-I-D-A-N. And it's a side project of the drone group called Locrian. It's made up of one of the guys from Locrian named Andrew Foisy, as well as another guy who's also behind the label Land of Decay Records. Those guys mostly put out their stuff on Land of Decay, but Locrian has recently signed it to Relapse Records, which is a pretty big move for a drone metal type band. Anyways, you can hear something from Kwaidan. They have a new album out on Bathetic Records. From Kwaidan, you'll hear a track called Gateless Gate, and it really has that kind of droney, rolling Americana sound that's similar to Brokeback. So I thought it would kind of complement each other. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking here, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Broke Black and the Black Rock. We'll be right back.
ragtime racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Mispronounced as Calgary, situated on the Bow River, approximately 81 kilometers east of the front ranges of the Canadian Rockies.
Hey, Dad, get out of here!
Okay, just give me a second.
If you want to get down and dirty and rock the f*** out, come to the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival June 19th to 22nd.
Sounds like a good time.
Dad!
Sorry.
They got bands that were big before you were f***ing born.
Oh, really?
The Jesus!
Oh, he'll be there?
And Mary Chain. Oh. Explosions in the Sky.
Where?
Swans, Divine Fits, Joel Plaskett, Emergency, Ice Age, Mac DeMarco, and over 250 bands, plus film, art, and comedy, and 30-plus venues. Festival passes on sale at SledIsland.com.
Ooh, I may have to visit this SledIsland.com.
Dad, if you don't leave, I'm gonna clock you right in the face!
You're gonna clock me? Let's fight.
The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival, bringing families together since whenever it started.
Open Gangnam Style.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And definitely check out the Sled Island Music Festival. It's probably one of my favorite festivals in Canada. Nothing even comes close. Unfortunately, I can't make it out there this year, so maybe you can go and I can live through you vicariously. What you just heard was something from Bathetic Records. You heard Kwaidon. That features Neil Jenden from Land of Decay Records, as well as Andre Foisy, one of the guys in the group called Locrian, and a guy named Mike Weiss. And their new album is called Three Empty Rooms of Light and Space. And you heard a track called Gateless Gate. Prior to that was new stuff from Thrill Jockey Records, Brokeback, and the Black Rock is what you heard. And let me see. Oh yeah, you tuned into Canada Post Rock. Coming up on the home stretch of the program, but we still got a bit of tunes coming up. And Pan American is a side project of one of the members of the early post rock group called Le Bradford. Mark Nelson is one of the guys behind Pan American, and his music is sort of similar to Le Bradford. It tends to be really quiet and hushed, drone type music. And he has a new album coming out on Cranky Records that you're going to hear a track off of. It's called Project for an Apartment Building. And then after that, more stuff from Cranky Records, the Chicago group called Implodes. And you'll hear a track called Scattered in the Wind. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Pan American.
Thank you.
And from Chicago, that was Implodes. The track was called Scattered in the Wind. And that was from Implodes' new album called Recurring Dream, out on Cranky Records. Prior to that was Pan American, a track off the new album that was just put out, or that's coming out, called Cloud Room / Classroom. And you heard a track called Project for an Apartment Building. So thanks for tuning in to Canada Post Rock this week, and stay tuned for more great programming on CITR. Keep it locked on the station, and definitely check out CITR.ca for everything you need to know on podcasts and playlists. And I'm going to leave you this evening with a track from Chelsea Wolfe's new album called, well, fairly new to the station. It's called Apocalypses. And you can hear a track called Frederick Shane. And she recently just put out a 7-inch with King Dude, and you can buy that off her pure Bandcamp, which is chelseawolf.bandcamp.com. And let me see. Yeah, this album you can buy off there as well. So I'm going to leave you with this track, so stay tuned for more great music, and I'll be here next week with some more great tunes on Canada Post Rock. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Chelsea Wolfe.